be fancy free to call the tune you sing. Don't give up, that's not the way to win a loving cup. Do your best, and opportunity will do the rest. Don't give in. Capitulation is the greatest sin. Do what's right for you to do with all your might. Don't regret what might have been, you might as well forget. Stand your ground, and while you're standing there, be duty bound. Learn to wait, and while you're waiting, learn to concentrate.
Up the show with Bird Radio, vocalist, also plays flute, composes, arranges, performs. Bird Radio over there in the UK, covering Moondog, Do Your Thing from Bird Radio. Before that, Wushi Spakamoto, a legendary performer from the Incorrect Music days. Wushi covering I Know I'll Never Love This Way Again, as only Wushi can do. Rain Parade did Blue. Julia Jacklin covering I'll Never Find Another You. Virginia Mayhew, just a fine saxophonist who hasn't recorded in, I don't know, 20 years. Wish she would get back in the studio. I love her stuff. Just great. We heard her doing Voyage, which was composed by Kenny Barron, who also played piano on that particular session. Virginia Mayhew, the album's called NeNe Green. NeNe Green came out in 1997. Gus Bodenheim, thank you, Gus, for addressing the issue of defunding the jazz police. My name's Irwin. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org. You're invited to stay tuned for 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy. Don't forget, in 2 weeks, I'll be here next week, but in 2 weeks, Sheila B. will be filling in for me on a Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned. 7 Second Delay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
he takes. A dog can won't live to see tomorrow.
Bottled Water Club. Every listener that drinks bottled water can be in our Bottled Water Club.
Yeah, and what are the advantages?
We'll just drink bottled water sometimes.
What the
Bottled Water Club, baby. Woo!
What's the advantage?
Are you in or out?
What's the advantage of belonging? What do you get from belonging to the Bottled Water Club? Do you get a newsletter? Do you get...
A newsletter! That's what we'll have, a newsletter.
Bottled Water newsletter. And who will write this newsletter? You?
No.
I know your garage is full of bottled water.
I don't even think I can commit to reading the newsletter. Bottled water, baby! So far, it's me and Irwin.
And the two of you get together and drink bottled water?
Yeah. Yeah, we drink bottled water.
Not much of a club.
Oh, did I mention the masturbating?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah. That's how we end every meeting.
Don't you think?
So far, it's me and Irwin. Bottled water, baby.
Well, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's going to upset the members of your masturbation club?
By the way, you owe like 4 months back dues. It's so funny you bring that up. And you don't even do anything. He doesn't even do anything. Ken just stands in the corner.
I never joined.
You're out of the club.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I never joined in the first place. You shoved that thing in my face. I didn't sign it.
Hey, you want to hear a joke I wrote?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a joke I wrote.
Go ahead.
When I was 15, my father walked in to my room and caught me masturbating.
Uh-huh.
No, wait, hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to tell it better.
You're going to start over.
Yeah, start over.
Okay.
When I was 15, my father walked into the room while I was masturbating. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life until 3 months later, he walked into my room while he was masturbating. There's the joke.
That's pretty good.
That's how you do it. Hey, are we doing stand-up comedy someday?
Yes, September 12th at Monty Hall.
Would you agree to this? We haven't discussed this off mic, but I'm just asking. I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Would you agree that members of my Bottled Water Club get a discount?
No. No, no, no.
No?
Nope.
So far, it's me and Irwin.
Yeah.
Bottled water, baby.
I mean, you get in for free because you're performing. You and I are hosting. And it's going to be other WFMU DJs doing stand-up, if you can believe that.
Oh, I can believe it. I can believe it. Unfortunately, I can imagine
it. Let's see. Who has offered? Todophonic Todd. Bucci.
Yeah.
Kendraplex.
Yeah. Why are you just making noises? Why are you just making up names?
I'm not making up names. These are actual DJs.
Yeah, right.
Jeremiah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jeremiah. Yep.
He'll be great.
He will. That's September 12th. What should we call it?
Bob.
Night of a Star?
Yeah, Night of a Star.
Okay. You're the star.
Night of a Star, plus, and then just list everybody else.
Okay, there we go. And you are looking to, if I understood hearing your side of the phone conversation.
Yeah.
You are looking to hire the female lead of your new CBS TV show.
Yeah. Any suggestions?
Well, I did suggest a couple of people.
Yeah.
I suggested Genesis Rodriguez.
Okay. Like her, she's got to be funny.
Yep.
And she's got to be a virgin.
Why? Why is that? Is that? What's that? Does CBS know about that stipulation?
That she has to be funny?
No, that she has to be a virgin.
No.
And who determines that, by the way?
I don't know.
You just told
me. Bottled water, baby. The Bottled Water Club. So far, it's me and Irwin.
So if there's any actresses out there looking for work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't say that. Wait, hold on. No. Now I'm just tuning into what you're blabbering about. No actresses. Don't contact me. No.
Why not?
No. Now I'm just, for the first time, just focusing. We can't talk about casting.
It's an available role.
No, it's going. No, CBS is very particular.
I think it would get you into the Screen Actors Guild.
No,
right?
No, we're not even going to.
Steady paycheck?
No, I'm sorry. My mind was wandering. I'm just focusing for the first
it's
time.
It's not like this NCIS BS.
I don't know even know what that means.
You know, CSI, NCS.
Yeah.
New York crime series.
Yeah.
That every New York actor and actress can get a role in.
It's true. Law and Order and all those shows. That's true. They do employ a lot of actors. Yeah. CBS usually, I think for the most part, works out of Canada.
Yeah. Beautiful Canada. Beautiful downtown Toronto.
You know what they say about Toronto? There are two seasons in Toronto.
Yeah.
Winter and construction.
Who wrote that joke? The mayor of Toronto?
I don't know who wrote that joke.
Rob Ford?
Rob Ford.
Yeah.
No, wait, wasn't Rob Ford, wasn't he Montreal?
I don't know. He was hilarious, though.
Yeah. He was Netflix worthy. They made a Netflix
doc
about
right.
him. Yeah, that's how you know you're a good politician.
Yeah.
When they make Netflix docs about him. Hey, is there a Netflix doc about FMU in the works?
Well, there is a doc about WFMU.
Is there?
And it did show on Netflix.
Oh, did it?
Yes, it's not on Netflix anymore.
What's it called?
It's called Sex and Broadcasting.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's
you're funny. In it.
You're the star of it.
No, you're the star.
I'm not the star.
You get the funniest lines.
No, I don't have the funniest.
Yes, you do.
Wouldn't that be sad if that were true?
It is true. Mm. You definitely got you and Sue Braun got the funniest lines.
That was 10 years ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, quite some time ago. I'm thinking about the next one now.
You think there'll be another doc?
Yeah, I think the station should make a doc about itself.
Yeah, great idea, Ken. You've never had a better idea. Yeah. The station should make a doc about itself. I don't see what could go wrong with that.
And it should be all animation.
Yeah, you go, son. You go, girl.
All cartoons, all comics.
Well, that's possible. I mean, there are enough artists, you know, that are listeners and fans.
Yeah, because we have, you know, we have so many decades of archives, and they could just all be animated. Like, there was a great Bill Hicks documentary that was almost all animation.
They just went back and found audio files.
Yeah. And then they just animated it all.
I love you, Ken. All your ideas. You keep thinking, Butch.
Butch?
Yeah, I love your animated documentary idea. That's one of your best ideas ever, Ken.
When did I get upgraded from Buddy to Butch or Honey?
Don't you know that line, you keep thinking, Butch?
No, I don't know that line. What's that from?
Guess.
The Bowery Boys.
Yeah, the Bowery Boys. That's right, Ken. It's from the Bowery Boys.
What's it from?
From Butch Cassidy.
Knickerbocker Holiday?
Butch Cassidy. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You keep thinking, Butch.
Yeah.
That's what you're good at.
Catherine Ross.
Yeah, Catherine Ross. Oh, yeah. I wonder if she's available.
Yeah, you should hire her for your CBS TV show.
Yeah.
She's a virgin. Why is that so funny?
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about something else.
Okay.
Ross is a virgin. Now that's, I'll say this. There's no other radio show on God's earth where a rumor like that will be birthed live on the air. That's why I love FMU. Catherine Ross, she's a virgin.
Which is amazing because she was so damn hot in The Graduate and and Butch Sundance,
Butch Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah. She was saving herself.
Yeah.
Maybe for you, Ken.
You think?
Yeah.
If you hire her for your TV show, can I come up and visit?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is great. You really are a friend with perks.
Hey, is Catherine Ross ready for the next scene? Don't go into her trailer. Ken Friedman's in there with her.
All right, we are ready.
Don't bother Miss Ross while Ken is visiting. That's the rule.
She does have her own trailer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. I think she's married to that cowboy, the Marlboro man. The guy with the deep voice. The guy the Coen brothers used him.
I don't.
At the end of Lebowski.
I don't know who you're talking
about. Yeah, that guy.
Jeff Bridges?
No, the other guy with the mustache. The guy, the narrator of the Big Lebowski. Oh, for the love of crap.
I don't know. Steve Buscemi?
I just feel like hitting you. Think harder. What's his name? The guy with the mustache. You're making me so mad that you can't think of this.
Jim Dandy?
Yeah, Jim Dandy. Okay, thank God. It was driving me crazy.
Wow. Yeah, the Coen brothers loved him.
Yeah.
Him with his handlebar mustache.
Don't give out the phone number because people will call. It always happens.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they call without us giving out the phone number. That's when it gets exciting. That's when something might happen, like the band The Sheaves might call in.
Yeah. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're debating whether or not Catherine Ross is still a virgin. 201-209-9368.
It's a well
what
known.
Is her husband's name? I just want to just hit you. I'm so mad.
The Marlboro man?
He was like a cigarette man. He was in cigarette ads.
Oh yeah.
The guy
from Roadhouse.
I don't know if he was in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And then the
airline pilot and Up in the Air. What the hell was his name?
He was kind of the narrator of Lebowski.
Yeah. That great big mustache and that beautiful.
Yeah, the baritone voice.
Silver hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
wait, let's not look it up. Let's not take any calls.
He was Patrick Swayze's mentor in Roadhouse.
Whatever. Let's just think of his name. Don't take the call. Let's just sit here for, I'll sit here for the whole hour. No, don't take the call.
No, I want to take
the call. No, he's going to say the name. Let's
take the call.
Call taken.
Take this call.
You're on the air.
Whatever.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Ken. I was afraid you wouldn't take that call. No, Ken, if you take the call, we're going to be told his name.
Yeah, it's Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. That's the name.
Well, that wouldn't it have been more fun to try to...
Is that who you were thinking of?
Yeah, but now the fun is trying to remember it.
Wade Garrett. That was the name of the character in Roadhouse. The best cooler in the business.
Well, until Patrick Swayze drifted into town.
That's true, because Wade Garrett got assassinated by Ben Gazzara. By Ben Gazzara's henchman, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're a fan of that movie, huh?
I am. Boy, am I. That's why I always have four spare tires with me at all times.
You'd think Sam Elliott, after 40-some years of marriage...
Yeah.
...would have persuaded Catherine Ross...
Hmm. Yeah. To
be a little forthcoming.
Maybe she's sex-phobic.
Shut up. You don't know the first thing about Catherine Ross.
I know she's a virgin. Hi, you're on the air.
Shouldn't Mr. Bruckman be angrier at himself? I mean, he's a movie professional, and he didn't remember it was Sam Elliott either.
Yes, exactly.
My gray cells. I think I'm starting to lose it a little bit. Oh my God, this show that we do every week.
Yeah.
It's going to be so funny when I have early onset dementia.
Well,
I can't wait.
Funny dementia.
Only if it's the funny kind of dementia.
Yeah. Right. I hope it is.
Yeah, me too.
I hope it is.
Well, we all hope it is.
Yeah.
Because if it's not, we're in trouble, boy.
You know what I do once a day?
What?
You know the actor Greg Kinnear?
Oh, yeah.
Once a day, I remember Greg Kinnear, and I remember his name, and I say his name. And that's how I know.
Unique, then.
That's how I know I don't have dementia.
Well, why don't you think of a movie he was in? It's not enough to just think of his name.
Yeah, that's enough. That's a lot. But I can name a couple movies.
Yeah, go ahead. Name one.
Well, I know as good as it
as
gets.
As good as it gets.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think he was nominated for something. Yeah.
How about Tim Kazurinsky?
Tim Kazurinsky? I used to be friends with him. I knew him.
He's an actor?
He was a cast member at SNL when I was there.
Nice. All right, thanks, caller.
Thanks, caller.
I think we have to get on with the topic now.
Okay. And, well, Catherine Ross was a movie star for many years.
Yep. I didn't know that Sam Elliott was the lucky guy, but there you go.
She also starred in, oh my God, now I'm blanking. The William Goldman script, the women who were like robots.
Oh, Stepford Wives.
Stepford Wives, the original Stepford
Wives. Oh, yeah. She was great in that. Little robotic, though.
Well, that was what the part called for.
Huh? What are you talking about? We are looking for people who will call us up with a word.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we have a Scrabble dictionary. You don't play Scrabble much, huh?
No, I never play Scrabble. I play Bananagrams.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I play Scrabble, and I've never missed on a word challenge. If I see a word, if somebody gives me a word, I can tell you whether or not it's in the Scrabble dictionary. I'm batting 1,000. I've never missed.
You've never been wrong.
Never been wrong.
So any person who calls up with an 8-character word...
No.
Eight-letter word.
No, it could be two letters.
You know, up to eight letters.
And
you can definitely tell them whether it's a real world word or a fake word.
Well, why don't you just call and tell us about a Scrabble word that you challenged or had challenged or was challenged during a recent Scrabble game. I am never wrong about this.
How often do you play Scrabble?
201-209-9368. A few times a year.
Okay. You want me to
it's
give
either
you a
that
word?
Or it's either that or you have to talk to the company you're with. No. What are you doing? You're opening the dictionary.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give you
Well, I want you to bet too. No, somebody will call. Don't worry.
I'm going to give you a word.
No, they'll call. Kenny, you'll see. You don't have to give me a word. 201-209-9368. You'll see.
Okay.
And then we'll use the dictionary.
Ah, I see. To check.
Yeah, to verify.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And if you lose, you give WFMU $5, I think, is what
you
said.
Is that okay? But if I win, FMU's writing me a check.
No, if you win, I'll give you a check. Either way, you get money. I'm just not going to spend the station's money.
I'd rather have the station's money.
No. The station's money is not up for grabs. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. How about TULPA? TULPA.
TULPA. And was that a word that you used in a recent Scrabble game?
I used it last night.
Okay.
I'm going to proffer you a definition.
Hold on. Wait, Ken, before you look.
Are you checking it now?
No, Ken is not. Ken has the book, but I made him put it down. Wait, so the question is it a real word or not? Will it be found in the dictionary? Did you challenge it, sir, when it was used?
I was the user.
Okay, did your opponent challenge it?
No.
Okay.
But they checked afterward.
Of course. Ken, do you want to bet on this?
No, you bet.
I think that is a real word. Do you want to bet, Ken?
Nope. You bet.
Well, because he offered to tell me the definition, I would assume it's a real word.
He could have been making up a definition.
No, people don't lie on the radio, Ken. It's the radio. The FCC is listening. T-U-L.
T-U-L-P-A. P-A.
There it is.
Nope.
There it is.
Wrong.
There it is.
It's not in there.
You found it.
Nope.
Yes.
You owe the station $5.
Wait.
It's not in there.
Listener, you bluffed your opponent.
Not really. They challenged it later, and they found out it wasn't in the word. But it really is a word.
But they waited too long.
But it's not in the dictionary.
It's not in the Scrabble dictionary.
They waived it.
But
it's like an imaginary friend.
Yeah, it's an imaginary friend. That's right. It's an imaginary word, in fact.
Yes.
Thanks very much for calling. So, okay, so tell us about a word that you either won a challenge or lost a challenge on in a recent Scrabble game. And I will, and Ken will, try to divine whether it's a real word.
Hi, you're on the air.
I love the show.
Thank you very much. That means the world
to us.
The
show loves you.
This is my impression of Andy's laugh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Got a little distorted, but
you sound like someone who was just told Catherine Ross was a virgin. Wait, but that's a genuine laugh. That's a real laugh.
No, you were really laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken, you make me laugh all the time. You make me laugh all the time. And for that, I will never forgive you.
This is Sam the appraiser.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think it is.
I presume.
Hey, Sam, do you have a word that you have challenged at Scrabble?
I'm not actually Sam the appraiser. I'm just doing a good impression of him.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Oh, my God. Is this Sean doing an this is Sean from Edinburgh. Yeah, jobber. Doing an impression of Sam the appraiser. Okay, Sam or Sean, what's the word?
The word is perpendiculous.
Perpendiculous.
Not perpendicular. Perpendicular.
Well, I think that's longer than 8 characters.
But you can wait. Okay. How would you spell it? It wouldn't be in the dictionary.
It's not in our dictionary. It's too long.
It's too long.
Sure, it is.
No, the dictionary is only up to 8 letters.
Only up to 8. You
got
to
get
words.
A longer dictionary, you guys.
You got to get a longer dictionary, Ken. Why don't you have your assistant go out and get a longer dictionary?
There's a whole world of words out there that are longer than 8 letters.
Yeah,
we don't want to know.
We don't want those words.
We don't like them.
Yeah.
We don't like them
yeah,
words.
Yeah, you're not smart enough for them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm going to call a smarter show. You guys have fun.
Yeah.
Jeez. Thanks, Sean, for nothing.
I wonder what the smarter shows are like.
Oh, my God.
They have bigger dictionaries.
Yeah. Bucci's show is a smarter show.
It is?
Yep.
You would say it is?
Yep. Tectonic is a smarter show.
What stations are they on?
On this station.
Really?
Yeah. Between the Lines is a smarter show.
Do you think that's why we're more popular than they are?
Yes, definitely. Yes. No question about it.
They made a big, big strategic error, didn't they?
Yep.
They went smart.
Is It Soup Yet? Is definitely a smarter show. Miracle Nutrition, it's a very smart show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're all struggling pretty badly.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
Yeah. It's their own fault.
It's tough being smart.
It's tough being smart.
It is. Leads to nothing but heartbreak and depression. Didn't you know that?
Is our how's our It's Tough Being Smart t-shirts? How are they selling? Not too good.
No, like hotcakes. Are you kidding me?
Not too good.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368.
And the phone number here is, same thing.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try it.
And that's the price you pay for waiting 18 minutes before you put them on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I got a good one for you.
Okay. Here we go.
Yuga.
How do you spell that?
G-E-W-G-A-W.
Oh.
Okay.
I know that one.
You know that word? You're bluffing me out.
Yeah.
That's not a real word.
That's a real word.
That is not a real word.
That's what you're going to say?
I challenge. Yeah, okay. It's not a real word.
It's a, it's like a thingamajig.
It's not a real word.
Yeah, it's a thingamajig. A googa.
Totally a real word.
No, it's not a real word.
It's spelled G-E-W-G-A-W.
Yeah, I know that word.
Yeah, let's find it. What's the definition?
A showy trinket. Googaw.
Oh.
Money.
Yeah, it's like money.
Wait. Showy trinket.
Googaw.
No, that's a money word.
Show me the googaw.
How about one more? I have one more.
Okay, these are great words. Go ahead.
Brevion.
That's not a word.
Brevion.
B-R-E-V-I-O-N.
B-R-E-V-I-O-N. Well, he said it. Yes, it is. So now I'll say it is.
You're going to say that is a word?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it is or not.
Brevion. I'll use it in a sentence.
Go ahead.
I won the Scrabble game by using Brevion.
That's a bad. Yeah. It's not in there. You lose again.
Damn it.
This is a tough one. One more.
I'm batting zero.
This guy just cost you $10. You want to give him one more shot?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Corridge. Corridge.
Are you saying G for girl? Wait, G-O...
Yes, sir.
R-R-I...
D as in David, G as in giraffe, E, Edward.
Like porridge, but beginning with a G.
With a C. C as in Charlie,
oh,
pardon
me.
Oh, begins with a C.
Corridge.
Is that what the Cowardly Lion didn't have?
No, that was courage.
Oh, courage. Oh, yeah, you're right. Courage. Man, I don't know what to say. I'm going to say it is a word. I hope I don't lose any more googa.
Courage.
What do you say, Ken?
I'm going to say it's not a word.
I'm going to say it's not a word, too.
No. You already said it was. Like you that. Said it was a word.
I'm going to say I can't decide. I'm going to say it's one or the other. I'm going to say it's either total BS or it's a very obscure word. Let's see if I'm right.
It's not a word.
It's not a word. I got it.
No, you.
I got it.
You lose.
I said.
No, you lose. Andy Breckman down $20.
It's a lot of googa.
That's great.
Well, googa is not money exactly. It's a trinket. It's a valuable, showy trinket. It's like a.
Oh, Ken.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh.
I forgot to say shut up.
Okay, well.
Thanks,
have fun.
Caller. You cost Andy $15. That was a very productive call.
Oh, shut up.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Okay, these are Scrabble words that you've either challenged or had challenged. I can't stand this.
I know.
Really good at this.
Yeah, you told me that Bananagrams was for pussies. That's what I play. And
Scrabble. Scrabble's the man's game.
I play Jotto. Do you play Wordle?
Wordle? That's you mean in the New York Times?
Yeah.
I pretend to.
Yeah, I don't play Wordle.
Here's me. Oh, I got it in three.
No, I boycott Wordle.
Oh, me too. Why? Yeah.
Well, it's the New York Times.
Yes, the New York
Times.
That's
the first reason.
Yeah.
And the second reason is it's a ripoff of Jotto.
Yes, we're like Jotto. I'm not going to play Wordle until gays are allowed to marry.
They are allowed to marry.
Oh, fine. I'll play. Shoot. Stupid Wordle.
Hi, you're on the air.
Kasonic.
Hold on. Wait. Is that eight letters or less?
I believe it's eight letters.
C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C.
Wait, spell it again. I'm sorry.
C-H.
Yeah.
T is in Tom. H-O-N-I-C.
C-H-T-H.
Wait, do you mean the first four letters are consonants?
C-H, yeah.
H.P. Lovecraft loved that word.
Yeah, it's like Cthulhu. Yeah, like it's a.
It means relating to the underworld.
Yeah, I say it's a real word.
Is there any way both of you can shut up?
Cthulhu-like.
No, that's not a word. C H T H as the first four letters.
I'm going to say it is.
It is not in the Scrabble dictionary, or at least it shouldn't be a word. Would you both agree to that?
No,
it should not be a word.
I'm not going to agree to that.
Well, in Greek, it's just two consonants, so.
The world makes no sense if that's a word. C-H-T-H.
Yeah, like Cthulhu.
No, but it's not related. It's not really related.
It's not related to Cthulhu.
Yes, it's a word. And he loses again.
It can't be a word. You mean if you put that down on a Scrabble board, you would win the challenge?
Yes.
Oh, I wish. Oh, look at that. I wish I had those letters. I wish I had those letters, and I was playing against Catherine Ross.
Pertaining to the gods of the underworld. Wow, man. Andy's down $25. This is great.
This is now the worst show.
How about a funnier word?
Yeah, funny. We like
Squamous.
Funny. Guamus?
Squamous. Squamous.
Well, that's definitely a word.
That is not a word. That cannot be a word.
It has the ring of truth to me.
Let me put it like this. If there's a God in heaven, that is not a real word.
I agree with you.
Squamous.
S-Q-U-A-M-O-U-S.
It's in there. You lose again.
What could it mean?
Oh.
A flattened scale-like.
Use it in a sentence.
A scale. That lady of
he
justice,
came down with
man.
Squamous cell carcinoma.
Oh, I see. Squamous cell carcinogen.
What?
Carcinoma.
Huh?
Type of skin. There's a type of skin cell.
It's a type of skin. Yeah, it's a type of skin cell, Ken.
That's not how I was going to use it in a sentence. Jeez.
How about this? I'll use it in a sentence. Go the ahead. Stupid man used the word squamous repeatedly.
Well, that would be a really stupid man saying that, but that's, yeah, that sentence works.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller.
You cost Andy $10.
Hey, we should have a dedicated line, like a hotline for stupid listeners.
Oh, well, it's hard now because I can't figure out what the number is. Yeah. Do you remember what the PMS hotline is? Because we could probably use that.
You mean that's the phone number?
Yeah. We could reservice the PMS hotline.
How did that work out, by the way?
It was fantastic. You know, you would have thought that the ladies would be against the PMS hotline.
They'd be offended by it.
But they weren't.
No, they appreciated
it. They loved it.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jeff from Lower Baltimore. My word is pooper. Pooper. P-O-O-P-E-R.
Well, that we know.
Of course it's a word.
That's a word because poop is a
word. But is it in the Scrabble dictionary?
Oh, what a good question. Wait, that's a great
question.
We know
question. It's a real word, but is it a Scrabble word? Isn't that the game we're playing
yes,
here?
Yes, exactly the game. And that's right, Ken. There's a variable here because Scrabble does not accept obscene words.
Huh. Well, poop is generally not considered obscene.
But pooper, you can't be a pooper and not commit an obscene act.
Yes, you can. You can be a party
pooper. You cannot.
A party pooper. Not obscene. Pooper's in there.
Oh, a party pooper. Do you know what a party... Do you know what a party pooper is?
I think from multiple perspectives here.
A party pooper is someone that goes to a party, whether they're invited or not, and takes a dump in the corner. A party pooper.
It's not in there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be in there.
Poopier.
Yeah, poopier is in there.
Is in there. Poopy's in there.
Yeah.
Poopiest.
Yeah.
But pooper's not,
yeah.
not in there.
Yeah.
On online Scrabble dictionary, pooper is in there.
Wow.
Well,
you see that? That's why I never use.
To be honest, the Scrabble dictionary that we're using, which is our, which we have to abide by, is probably 10 years old.
I'm willing to accept that.
It's a Merriam-Webster.
And if we don't accept the rules, you know, what do we have? We have chaos.
It's chaos.
Chaos.
It's anarchy. Yeah.
Chaos.
Chaos. I challenge. Chaos. That's not a word.
Chaos is a word.
Okay. I withdraw my challenge.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Andy just won one.
Yep. So, give me that $5
we
back.
We take $5 off.
Hey, wait. I can recover. I have 25 minutes.
Right.
So wait, if I get like a handful of these right, if I get on a roll.
Right. So, Andy's now down $25 instead of $30.
Oh.
All
you know
because
what?
Of pooper.
I'm going to recover this. I'm going to recover this money.
Okay, let's go. You're on the air.
You're about to see the
Hey, it's Beth.
Hey, darling.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, okay, I've got a tricky one. It's a, can you have fiance?
Huh?
Well, Bethy, you're...
Beth, are you there?
No.
We lost you.
There you go.
Beth.
Bethy.
Yeah.
Bethy,
were
you're...
Were you able to hear me?
No, now you can.
We
Bethy,
lost you.
Yeah, you have...
Oh, sorry.
Are you driving? Beth, are you driving? Beth?
No. Beth, Beth.
Hey, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Are you driving, Beth?
Well, I pulled over now.
Okay.
Because I love the show. And it was really hard to get through. This is a hot topic.
Yeah, this is hot. And I'm glad you pulled over, honey, because we're so damn funny. You could lose control. You really, I should say that to all our listeners. They should not be operating heavy machinery when Ken and I are on a roll. Right, Ken?
I'll go along with that.
Okay, go ahead, honey. What word do you think I won't know?
Okay, here's a question. Can you have fiancé with two E's at the end?
So it's
F. You have an excess of vowels.
Hold on.
Like seance? Oh, fiancé.
Fiancé.
My fiancé.
With two E's.
F-I-A-N-C-E-E.
Right, well, that's when, if you're engaged to someone who makes a very handsome living, you spell it with two E's.
I thought
like
it
when
always
Beth,
was.
Spelled. Like when Beth met me, she said, ooh, you'd make a great fiancé.
No, you're a fiancé with one E. I'm the fiancé.
Oh, it's a female fiancé.
She just gave it away.
She did.
No, I'm saying in French that's acceptable, but is there an American is there a word Scrabble version?
What do you say, Andy? Is fiancé with two E's?
Oh, this is how a female fiancé is spelled in French, but is it
did it leak its way into our dictionary? English.
I'm going to say no because French words are, by and large, not uniformly, but by and large, stupid.
You're wrong. It's in there.
It is?
Yeah. 30% of English is French derived.
Okay, well, that's
Is it in the Scrabble dictionary?
Yes,
dictionary?
It is. Ken says it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Beth. Congratulations, Ken. Andy's once again down $30.
There you go. My wife says, there you go. I love that girl. There you go. There you go.
I love you, honey.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, thanks, honey.
Bye, Beth.
There you go. Made you look like a fool in public on the radio. There you go. That's my wife. There you go. I win, you lose. There you go.
Well, marriage is a zero-sum game.
Marriage is a zero-sum game.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
You're talking about my marriage?
Yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah, I have two words.
Okay. Right. Now, are these words that you've actually used in Scrabble?
Well, one of them I have used. No, I don't really play Scrabble a lot.
That's the spirit. You've got a life.
I did, though. Everybody tells me I would love it.
You would love it. Let's hear your words.
Okay, the first word is crumlet.
Crumlet.
C-R-U-M-L-E-T.
No, B.
L-E-T.
L-E-T. Yes, I'm going to say that is a word. It's a very, very small crumb. It's a cute little crumb.
You're correct.
Yes, like the waiter cleared our table, but yeah, overlooked one tiny crumlet.
It's a crumb of a crumb.
It's just a crumb of a crumb, Ken.
And now he's dead to me.
Yeah. And now the waiter is dead to me.
Let me see.
Don't bother looking it up. You know it's a word.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I'll use it in a sentence. Hey, that new DJ on WFMU is playing a lot of crumlets.
Not in here.
Oh, it's not in there?
No.
Oh.
It's a word.
Well, it's not in the Scrabble dictionary.
Well, the Scrabble dictionary is deficient.
You and that waiter ought to run off and get married. You're the only two people that believe in the word.
Did he have a crumlet remover? You know how they get those?
Yeah, the little brush.
The little brush?
Yeah.
Crumb scraper?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know
what I do?
I
had a boyfriend who was a crumb scraper.
You did at a restaurant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you let him get away?
All right. Andy Breckman is down $35.
Oh, you
well done.
Oh,
yes, it's in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Well, our source of truth is the official Scrabble Players.
Wait, maybe it's too
dictionary.
Many letters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, no, it's 8.
Yeah.
Okay, have...
you want to hear my second word?
Yeah.
Well, do we, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
Logorrhea.
Logorrhea.
That's L-O-G-O-R-R-H-E-A. Kind of like diarrhea?
Yeah, but I think that's too many letters, honey.
Oh, yeah.
L-O-G-O-R-H-E-A.
Yeah, no, R-R.
Oh,
no,
you're
it's
right.
Too many letters. Yeah, it wouldn't be in there. Thanks.
Good words, though.
But I know that's a real thing.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who suffer from that.
Yeah.
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 Don't we all?
Yeah. You know it's a good cure for that?
What?
Death. That's what most doctors would recommend. Gonna have to put
it's really a terrible affliction.
Yeah, gonna have to put your wife to sleep.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah, she has logorrhea. Okay.
I love the word logorrhea.
I know you do, Ken.
I do.
Yes, I know you do, son.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I hope you get the help you need.
Thanks. Do you have a Scrabble word that you've either challenged or had challenged?
Hangry.
Hangry. It's like angry, but with an H.
Yeah, like you're hungry and angry because you're hungry.
Yeah, you're angry because you're hungry.
Oh, you're so hungry that you're angry, and we call it hangry. That will not be in that dictionary.
I think it will be in the dictionary.
That will not be in that dictionary.
I hear that word all the time.
No, it's not a real word. It's a slang word.
Well, there's tons of slang in this
dictionary. No, there's no slang words in there.
There it is, hangry.
For the love of crack.
You lose again.
Oh, wow. Andy, I thought that would have got you.
Andy Breckman's down $40.
40 hard-earned dollars.
Yeah, let's get him to like 75. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Angry is a good word. Not as good as logorrhea.
I hate how much you're enjoying this show. I hate it.
Well, you're losing. I really thought I'd
be able to. See, I think at least you, break even.
You won once, or did you win twice?
I'm just sick.
You won on pooper.
Yep. Okay.
That was it.
I guess my kids won't be having three meals a day for the next few weeks.
Well, do you have any kids that still live at home?
No.
Really? Even Evan's out?
No, I just have the two Korean boys in the basement.
Well, they don't count.
Well, hey, where's our third meal? Where's our midday meal, Mr. Brackman? Why don't you talk to Ken Friedman? He took $40 from me last night.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, the word is cum, C-U-U-M.
C-U-U-M, that's a different kind.
C is in clown, yeah. U-U-M is in Mickey.
Huh. Wait, two U's.
Two
it's
U's.
C-U-U-M.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, when you write it out on a piece of paper, it looks like you're drawing something really dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
it does.
Look,
I see.
Ken.
Oh, I see.
Doesn't that look like a dirty drawing?
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun word to write.
Right.
I hope to God it's a real word. Do you think it is?
I think it is.
I think it's not.
I can tell you what it is.
Well, hold on. We're going to look it up. I say no. Can't be. It's too much fun to say and spell. C-U-U-M.
Yeah, it's not in the...
There it is. I got my win.
Not in the Scrabble dictionary.
It's actually I changed it. It's actually C-W-M.
So oh, okay. That. Oh, you changed it. Well, sorry. But I still get the win.
Yeah, C-W-M is in there.
Yeah.
But not okay. C-U-U-M.
Nice work, Bonehead.
How did he know my elementary school nickname?
Oh, my God. Is that what Tom Kennedy used to call you? Bonehead?
I couldn't tell what he was calling because he was hitting my ears pretty hard. How did you remember that name?
He's your nemesis.
He is my nemesis.
He's your childhood bully.
He is. He changed my life more than anyone I ever met.
Really?
Yeah, I would say.
How so?
He changed the course of my life.
How so? You decided to become funny?
Well, I'll tell you if you want to know.
Yeah, I do want to know.
He was beating me up in seventh grade.
Okay.
He was a big bully.
Yeah.
And I was sort of a sad little boy.
Yep.
And my hair was a little bit long. Uh-huh. This is 67, right?
Uh-huh. Summer of Love, okay.
Summer of Love, yeah, not for me.
Yeah.
And he kept hitting me, and he kept saying, cut your hair. Cut your hair, hippie.
Whoa.
He was hitting me pretty hard. He was batting me around.
He was like a little redneck.
The locker room.
Little and redneck
so,
bully.
And so because he said that in front of everybody in public, you know what I couldn't do?
Cut your hair.
I could not cut my hair. I couldn't. From that moment on, I let my hair grow out. And then I was kind of the freak of the school.
So you're the freak, but you were a straight edge freak.
Yeah.
Which made you even freakier.
Yeah. I fit in nowhere.
Yeah, because then the hippie kids... They rejected you because you didn't smoke weed.
If you look up the word outlier in a dictionary, you'll see me, 12 years old.
A little picture of you? That's you?
Yeah, that's
that me. Picture?
Yeah.
Oh, and, my God.
So Tom Kennedy, I was heading in one direction, and he changed the course of my life.
Thank you, Tom Kennedy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He made you who you are today.
Exactly. Want to slash his tires. Want to... Push him off some cliff. Exactly. Who made you who you are? Don't you want to beat the crap out of him?
I'm trying to think.
Probably your dad.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably my
exactly.
dad. I don't have a Tom Kennedy story like you do. Yeah, I didn't have a childhood bully.
Hmm. Well, it's not too late.
No, it is too late.
No, you can still be bullied.
I believe, I could still be bullied, but I can't be a child and be bullied anymore.
That's right, Ken. You're so mature.
I'm.
That's right, Ken. You're all grown up now.
I am.
Yeah, that's right. Sure you are. What a big boy you are. Running your little radio station.
Thank you, Andy.
Sure.
Titus.
sending listeners T-shirts, playing records every Wednesday.
Hi, you're on the air.
Look at little Kenny old
grown
up.
Hi, my name, my question is Otitis.
What?
O-T-I-T-I-S.
Wait, spell it again, sir.
O-T-I-T-I-S.
Oh.
O-T-I-T-I-S.
Otitis. I've had that.
Otitis? It's yeah. Some kind of condition?
Yeah, it's an ear infection.
I challenge.
Okay.
I know this. It's a it's what they call a near palindrome.
Not really.
Yeah, it's a it's not a perfect palindrome,
there
except
it
for
is.
The S and the O, and the I.
Inflammation of the ear.
Man, you're good, Ken.
Andy Breckman's down another 5.
Glad I could help.
Thank you. Well played.
What are you going to do with all this money?
Well, it's money you're giving to WFMU.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to buy a new pair of headphones.
I know what you're going to do.
For the studio.
I know what you do with all your money.
So the DJs can hear themselves.
You're going to convert it to pennies and nickels.
No.
Throw it on the bed. Strip on down to your underwear. You and the wife rolling around. Rolling around on the bed.
Not exactly.
Whee!
Close.
Thank you, Scrabble Dictionary. This will be you.
I convert it into quarters.
Yep.
Put it in a sock.
Yeah.
Get on a subway car.
Yeah. And do a little death wish.
Yeah.
Wait for someone to get mugged.
And play Charles Bronson.
What kind of sock?
Cashmere.
Hey, make sure it's a clean sock, because a dirty sock, that could cause an eye infection on the muggers.
Or otitis.
Yeah,
if you hit it against their ear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through, Ken.
Hey, yeah. Zachary, it's Zachary.
I don't think.
Hey, sorry, Andy.
Hey, Zach.
Hey,
Greg Kinnear. Once a week, I'm just going to say Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear, as good as it gets.
Yeah, Greg Kinnear. Every week, I'm going to remember.
You were going to say Talk Soup.
Talk Soup, right? He was also Talk Soup before Joel McHale.
But
right?
who was his predecessor on Talk Soup?
Oh.
Greg Kilburn. Remember
Craig
him?
Kilburn?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he was the best.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I remember all that. I don't have dementia yet.
Craig Kilburn was the best.
Who will have dementia first, you or me?
You.
Sam Elliott. Yeah. Sam Elliott. Do you remember him?
Of course. Wade Garrett. Yep. Go ahead, Zachary. What's the word?
All right, the word roadmap.
Roadmap?
Roadmap. Is it one word? Or two words?
One word. Mashed together.
One word.
You can't have spaces in Scrabble.
R-O-A-D-M-A-P?
Yeah, the question is there a space between when you write roadmap?
No, there's not.
Yeah, he's presenting it as one word.
Exactly.
I say it's in there.
I say it's in there, too.
Okay, well, okay. We agree. And I'm sure it is in there, but let's look it up.
Look it up.
It's in there, right?
Hey, Ken, very soon.
A cleansing.
The show will be over.
Okay.
So soon. Look at the clock, Ken.
Yeah.
Look.
I know.
That's less than 10 minutes, because it's 10 minutes on the clock, but Ken.
Hey, we're both wrong.
Oh, it's not in there.
Okay.
Hey, Ken.
Well played, Zachary.
Factor in the theme song, so you subtract 2 minutes.
What happens to that?
Well, Andy loses another $5.
Doesn't matter. Factor in the theme song. It's less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
To go.
But we can talk over the theme song. Thank you, Zachary. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Yes, I'd like giving out the phone number. That eats up time, too.
Andy,
very good.
Andy's down $45. Oh, I think we can break the $50 barrier here if Andy loses one more time.
Oh, God. Wait, do I have a check?
We just need you to give us a word, 8 characters or less. And nobody's tried any of those fancy 2-letter words that Scrabble is so good at.
Wait, I don't even have a check.
Quite a few of those.
Hold on. Wait, maybe.
It's okay. You can pay it next week. I won't forget.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I've got an 8-letter word.
All right. What is it?
Philtrum.
Oh, that's a word.
I know what that is.
And we all know what that is.
Yeah.
Oh. And how do you know where the word came from?
Well, I don't know where the word came from, but I know it's that little mark under your nose.
Yeah, it's a little indentation between your upper lip and your nose.
And also under your upper lip and your nose, not just mine.
I was speaking.
Why did you say yours?
I was speaking.
Everybody has one. I'm looking at yours right now.
Well, not.
Go to hell, Ken.
You know, I first heard that word on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, and I was like a little kid. I went, wow, cool word.
Yeah, it is a cool word.
Yeah, and it's a great story, too.
But not everybody has one. You know, there's kids with cleft lips and stuff. Sometimes they're missing a philtrum.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
You got to write hey, a, hey, gotta I, write a check.
That's what Sally Struthers comes in handy for that. What?
I can ask a Tom Kennedy-related question?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
When I heard the word Kennedy, it made me think of Edgar Kennedy. Do you remember that name?
Edgar Kennedy, the actor? The silent movie actor?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
I remember him from, I think, like 2 a.m. Channel 5 would have a whole bunch of his stuff.
So all your stories involve late-night TV.
Edgar?
You learn words from Johnny Carson, then you stick around, you watch old movies after Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I sleep in the daytime.
And then you sleep in the daytime. That's all we need to know about you. Thanks very much for calling.
Thanks, Herb.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
He wakes up and listens to 7 Second Delay. It's a pretty healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, that's a healthy lifestyle you're describing, Ken. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm surprised that guy's still single.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
We're living a dream.
Oh, Andy, wait a second. Hang on. Andy got one right, so he's only down 40 now. He got Philtrum right.
For the love of crack.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
All right. What about a visqueen?
Well, that
how
sounds
do you spell
like
that?
It sounds such like a that, real word.
That's V-I-S-Q-U-E-N. Visqueen.
E-E-N, visqueen. It's queen with V-I-S in front of it.
Correct.
So if you had the word queen on the board and you had V-I-S letters, you could add, in Scrabble, you could add V-I-S to queen.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that triple score.
I'm going to say it's a real word.
I'm going to say it's a real word, too.
Why?
I'm going to say it shouldn't be a real word. It's a stupid word, but it will be in that dictionary.
It's one of those. Right, well, it's one of those weird royal things.
Well, I know it's 8 letters.
It's actually not that royal.
It's not that royal, Ken. You'd be surprised.
It's like a viscount.
It's like a It's like a viscount. You'd be surprised.
That's not in there.
It's not in there.
Andy loses.
Wait, is that in the Scrabble dictionary? That's
no, it's not. What is it?
It's a type of plastic.
Visqueen.
It's like you use it. It's like big plastic sheets. It's usually referred to as visqueen.
Yeah.
You think I would know
like
that?
Film productions much, which I would hope Andy would have
fascinating.
Understood.
Fascinating. Oh yeah, Andy doesn't bother himself with the details of a film set.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out at the craft service. I'm just flirting with the PAs.
Let's just say I've seen you flirt with the PAs.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
I'm sure you have. You'd think I know all about plastic because I'm the recording secretary of the Bottled Water Club.
Well, the Club has other things that it focuses on.
What?
Like, you know.
Like what?
Like
what?
Like self-pleasure?
Well, we're not gonna put that in the name of the club. Good luck recruiting new members.
To the self-pleasure club?
Yeah.
Well, your other...
We don't mention the self-pleasure until the third or fourth meeting.
Well, but you have...
Until we got them hooked.
You have a whole nother club called the Masturbation Club.
Well, that's very advanced.
But that's what you called it from the beginning. I remember when you stuck the paper in my face, it said that at the top in big, bold letters.
You couldn't wait to sign. John Hancock all over
it. I can bring Visqueen to clean it up, help clean it up. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Count Visqueen.
And we're going home. And it's time to go home.
Not quite.
We need a five-minute
theme trying to
song.
We're trying to get to $50. Andy just has to get one more wrong. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Creston in South Carolina.
Hey, Creston.
Hey.
Hey.
My word is portmanteau. Portmanteau.
Too long.
Portmanteau.
No, I think we can do it. P-O-R-T.
Oh, it's definitely a word, and it's way too long. It's not in the Scrabble dictionary, but it is a word.
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
I can spell it.
Well,
P-O-R-T.
Yes.
M-A-N.
Yes.
T-E. A-U.
And do you know what it means, Andy? Portmanteau?
Portmanteau, I believe it's a nautical term.
No.
It does sound like it comes right out of like a nautical Irish sailor novel.
I would say yes.
Portmanteau.
Yeah.
Bounded on his ship and, you know, it's something like that. But it's not.
Not
it sounds like three different words, but it's one full word.
Well, we don't have enough time, unfortunately, to hear the definition of it. I'm so sorry. We're at the end of the hour. A great show, Ken. Fantastic job. It's as always. We don't care. We really don't care. I really, genuinely don't have time. Thank you very much.
I'd say it's a fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating is an elastic word.
Two different sounds.
It doesn't matter. No one cares. No one wants to learn anything. Please, I promised my listeners they wouldn't learn a thing.
We have 3 minutes for Andy to lose one more time. Phone number is 201-209-9368. 21 Lounge with Don Fleming coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Come on, one more.
No. Listen, it's the theme song.
Yeah.
We're out of here, baby.
We can talk over the theme song. 201-209-9368.
That's very rude.
9368.
That's very rude to Johnny Rivers.
Well, it's the Friends of Don Quixote.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Doing their best Johnny Rivers.
They were at their peak when they recorded this one.
What do I owe the station?
It's too early to say. We have 3 minutes to go.
No.
201-209-9368. Just give us one of those two-letter Scrabble words.
Well, they're always in there. They always are.
There are about 15 or 20 of those in there. Yeah. But there's a lot more possible, two-letter combinations.
I love you, Ken. So you've been up at your little lake house?
Yeah, I've been on vacation. I came in for this? Just for this.
Gotcha.
Well, I also came in for my morning
show. You drove in for this and your morning show.
Yeah,
did you really?
I did.
Sucker.
I woke up.
Yeah. Woke up early to come in.
I woke up at 4:30. This morning.
Okay, I lost $40, but who's the real loser today?
I am.
Exactly. How long a drive back home will it be?
Well, I'm staying in Weehawken tonight. Don't even get to go home.
I don't feel so bad now. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Came in for your show and this.
Hey, hi, you're on the air. Quick, what's the word?
Z-A.
Oh, no. Z-A is a word. It means pizza.
Really?
It's short for pizza. Yes. I'd take $5 off.
Let me see.
You don't even have to look it up. I've lost enough challenges to know that one. Z-A is in there.
Yes. Oh, man. Down to $40.
That's how you do it. Thank you, caller.
Oh, thanks, caller.
I could have used 8 more calls like that.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you to our just and fair president, President Pam. Thank you to Jeremiah for wanting to do a newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't quite have the time.
I think a lot of our listeners wanted to do a newsletter.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Everyone who wanted to do a newsletter.
You want to do a newsletter.
Yeah.
You know what apparently is happening a lot with people who got the Hope You Get the Help You Need 7-Second Delay t-shirt?
Tell me.
People are modifying the t-shirts to make the likeness of themselves even more like themselves.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh.
It's great.
I'd love to see some of those if you want to send us some photos.
Okay, I'll send you some photos.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm so flattered.
You know,
and we have a great idea for a premium for next year.
Do we ever?
Do you want to share it with people?
Not yet.
No, I know. It's too good.
Too good. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky. lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. Call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
The Grand Bahama Hotel proudly presents Showtime.
Forget your troubles. Forget your troubles. Forget your troubles. Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy. Let it take all you get to win. Seattle, New York, come on, get happy. You're ready for the judgment day. Shining, come on, get happy. Corners waiting to take your hand. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in a tide. It's oh so peaceful on the other side. Get ready for the crescendo's show.
Oh, thank you, thank you. This is great. Beautiful audience.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Over you, over you. I want you, want me. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming. You're listening to WFMU. Missed you guys last week. Missed a show. Wanted to thank Salt Shaker for filling in, playing a little Peter Ivers. That was excellent. So, started off the show as usual with Don Hayes with his Mr. Lucky theme. From a fun evening with Don Hayes at his special Baldwin Organ and Piano, which is the name of the album, on Art Records from 1968. And then we had the Crescendos, another band on the Art Records label. They were recorded at the Grand Bahama Hotel and Country Club, West End, Grand Bahama Island. A lot of these early arts were actually out of Bahamas. We heard them do their show opener, followed by Going Out of My Head. According to the liner notes here, the Crescendos are three musicians who get their kicks doing three-part harmony, and after 8 years of working together, they have arrived at the point where they think as one, so most of their arrangements are instantaneous. John Simmerd, Big John, is the leader. He plays vibes, drums, and piano. A French-Canadian from Montreal. And Dennis Barthlet does the high ends of the harmonies there. And Little John, a Canadian-Italian, is often called the Canadian Frank Sinatra. I dig their harmony kick. But the rest of the show today, now that we're in the Bahamas, we have to get on a boat to get back. And Art Records had two sub-labels that put out records that were basically field recordings of people playing on cruise boats. One of them's called Souvenir Records. That was the main